Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Okay, Peter, Lee, Megan, Nimini, I'm about to beam you down onto a new planet. The beaming spot is a little too far for our communicators to reach you, so you won't be able to contact me here on the ship once you've been beamed. But as soon as you're ready to be beamed back, head back to the spot where I'm beaming you down now, and we can beam you right back up. I'll be waiting here for you to be beamed, so whenever you're ready to be beamed, I can beam you, and then the beaming will happen right away.
Someone say beamed a few more times.
Sure, I mean, if you need to be beamed,
right,
yeah,
that's
we
enough.
Get it.
Enough.
There. Ready? And beam!
Wow, this planet is beautiful. It's so green. The trees. Oh, the flowers. We should take some samples before we leave.
And look over there. It's a mansion? Well, it doesn't look like mansions on Earth, but I know a mansion when I see one.
Ooh, what is it made of? It's shimmering.
The door is opening. Look, there's someone coming outside. Maybe they can help us.
Hello! Excuse me?
Oh, my goodness.
Hi!
My, my, my. I've never seen anything like it.
Oh, excuse me? Who are you? Never seen anything like what?
Like, look at these two arms, two legs, one head covered in... What is this stuff?
Ow, that's my hair.
Hair? No. No, it couldn't be.
What can't be?
Why, you're humans, aren't you?
Yes.
Why, fascinating. I mean, absolutely fascinating. You must follow me. Follow me, follow me, follow me.
I'm sorry. Who are you?
Me? I'm Delphine.
Where are you leading us?
Oh, so many questions. Look at you. Aren't you precious? Please, please, come inside.
Okay.
Wow, your home is beautiful.
Oh, so sweet. So earnest. This isn't my home, silly Billy.
Yeah, I thought this was too big to be your home.
Oh, no, 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 dear. My home is much bigger than this.
So what is this place?
Why, can't you see? Use your eyes, little humans. Look around you.
Something just flew right over my head.
Why, that's a singbat from the planet Gamul.
Wow!
Oh, my dear, 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 sweet little humans. This isn't a house. Why, it's a zoo.
Wow!
Yes, and you're my new exhibit.
Huh?
Hey! Hey! How'd we all get locked in this room?
Let us out!
Smile, everyone. The tourists will be here any minute.
Don't write for other people, just write for yourself.
Just go for the imagination.
Yes, 100%. 1,000%.
Sheep, get out of here. We're trying to finish a story.
The Sully Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast, everyone.
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy and songs.
Oh, we've got to find a way to get out of here.
Yes. How about we do a story in the meantime?
Yes.
Okay. Listeners, do you ever feel like your family is, well, unique? The main character in this next story feels that way all the time for pretty good reason. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hello, my name is Sophie. I'm from the UK and I'm 10 years old. This is my story. My family are tigers.
While some would say my mom works in human resources, I say she's a resourceful human. Thank you.
Wow, another incredible family tree presentation. Hearing about everyone's family is so exciting. I'm on the edge of my seat. Uh-oh, I'm literally on the edge of my seat. Down I go! I'm fine, and still excited. We have just one student left. Tabby?
Who, me?
Yes, you! Please, stand in front of the entire class and share about your family in excruciating detail.
Okay, here I go. Walking up to the front of the classroom, no big deal. Yikes, that's a lot of eyes on me. Is anyone else feeling suddenly warm?
Tabby, you seem nervous, almost as if you don't want to share about your family because you have...
a big secret.
Oh, excuse me, a big secret.
The thing about my family is...
Well, I guess we'll never know.
Phew, saved by the bell.
Until tomorrow, when you'll present first thing in the morning.
Great.
Aren't you excited? I am. In fact, I'm going to need a few minutes to breathe into a paper bag just to calm down. Class dismissed!
Usually my walk home from school is a great way to practice self-care, but today I'm too nervous about my presentation. Everyone's going to hear my big secret. I have to write this down in my super secret diary.
Dear diary, hi, my name is Tabby. I have a big secret. My mom, dad, and brother are tigers.
Oh, wow. Sing writing really makes time fly by. I'm almost home. There's the Johnson's house, and Mr. Johnson mowing his lawn, and there's our neighbor's dog playing in the yard. Hi, Fluffy. And here's my house, which is technically more of a jungle cave than a house. Mom, I'm home.
Hope you had a good day at school, my favorite human daughter.
I'm your only human daughter.
True. I just did some cleaning, so please be sure to roll around the cave and rub your face on the walls to put your scent back all over everything.
I will, but I have a lot of homework, so I'm gonna go straight into my cave corner.
Okay, just be ready for dinner.
Okay, Mom. Now that I have some privacy, time to get back to my super secret diary.
Dear diary, hi, my name is Tabby. I have a big secret. My mom, dad, and brother are tigers.
What's going on in here? I heard heartfelt singing.
Stripes, get out of here! Gosh, you're such an annoying little brother!
What's this, a diary? Grab!
Hey, give it back!
Oh, look at this! Dear diary, oh, hi, my name is Tabby!
Stripes, quit it!
Mom! Stripes, stop bothering your sister!
Oh, fine!
Now apologize to her.
Sorry, Tabby.
Now groom her fur.
I know, Mom. Jeez.
Ugh. I get that this is how we show affection, but honestly, it's a little gross.
I understand completely. Stripes, go ahead and give your sister a human-style hug.
Okay, bring it in, Tabs.
Ah, he's attacking me!
What? I was just giving you a hug.
Well, this is going south. Let's call it while we're ahead and go on down to dinner.
Hello, my beautiful tiger and human family.
Hi, Dad. What's for dinner? I'm starving.
Well, you're in luck. We're having dead animals I got on the way home from work.
Delicious.
What kind of animals?
Gazelle!
Ugh, no thanks.
Dad, this gazelle is delicious.
Glad you like it, Stripes. It's a special tiger family recipe.
Can you teach me?
Sure. Ingredients, gazelle. Step one, eat the gazelle.
I guess I'll just grab some takeout.
No time for takeout, Tabby. We have to leave for a...
family hunt!
Yay.
All right, tiger family, we have to hunt for tomorrow's dinner. Use your stripes to blend into the grass.
But I don't have any stripes.
I know, Tabby. That's why I brought this mud. I'll just paint some stripes on here, here,
come on.
And here.
I don't love this.
Ta-da! You've got stripes. Now you're ready to lead family hunt.
What? But I've never led family hunt before.
It's time you started. You're going to be 11 tomorrow, which is exciting.
I'm a human, not a tiger. I don't know how to hunt.
Even tigers aren't born knowing how to hunt. We'll teach you. Just do what we say.
Here come two gazelles. Everybody hide.
I was like, dry grass. What am I, a red-fronted gazelle?
Totally. Let's chill right here, where it's totally safe.
Okay, Tabby, first take three slow, silent steps with your paws.
Like this?
Quiet. Hey, did you hear something?
Sounded like the clompy footsteps of someone who doesn't fit in with their family, but it was probably just the wind.
You can do this, Tabby. Just crouch down on your haunches, count to three, and pounce.
Okay, I got this. I'm crouching in one, two, three.
Okay, now I totally hear something.
Look, that human girl just jumped at us. Are we startled?
We're startled.
Yeah, we're totally startled. Bye!
Way to ruin family hunt, Tabby.
I told you I couldn't do it. I don't like gazelles for dinner, and I hate being groomed. Let's face it, I don't belong in a tiger family.
Tabby, have we ever told you the story of how you came to join the tiger family?
No.
About 11 years ago, your mom and I were taking one of our catwalks through the jungle when we came upon a basket floating down the river. I fished it out with one of my giant paws, hoping it would be a basket of gazelle meat. When we looked inside, we saw the strangest looking tiger cub we'd ever seen. She had no stripes.
And no fur.
And not a single whisker. But even though she didn't look like any tiger we'd ever seen, we thought she was the most beautiful cub in the world.
And then she reached up and grabbed your dad's paw with her tiny, furless paw, and we knew we were going to take her home and love her forever.
Do you know who that little tiger cub was, Tabby?
Yeah, Dad. It was pretty obviously me.
We chose you to be a part of this family, so you'll always be a tiger to us.
Thanks. I realize now that there was no reason to keep my tiger family a secret. I love you guys, and I'm not afraid to say it.
Tiger family hug.
I think I know what to do for my big family tree presentation tomorrow, but I'm gonna need your help.
Okay.
Settle down, class. I know I didn't sleep a single wink last night in anticipation of our final family tree presentation. I mean, I'm truly a wreck. It's a wonder I made it to school safely. Anyway, take it away, Tabby.
Thanks, Mr. Cookson. I was a little nervous about sharing my family tree with the class because my family is a little different, but I don't want to keep them a secret anymore.
Dear classmates, Tabby, it's no longer a big secret. My mom, dad, and brother are tigers.
Tigers?
I'll show you. Mom, dad, Stripes.
Hello, hey, everyone.
Tigers.
Wow,
great story. I loved it. Yeah. That.
There's gotta be a way out of here.
Ugh, if only we had that big key that Delphine keeps on her belt.
And these windows aren't even real windows. They're just tastefully rendered paintings of the outdoors. Actually, who painted these fake windows? I need a scenic painter to paint backdrops for my next one-woman show. The painter I worked with last time mysteriously won't return my calls.
Ugh, what are we going to do?
All right, my beautiful little earthlings. Get ready, cause it's showtime.
Is it just me, or is that whole wall rising up into the ceiling?
Or maybe we are actually getting smaller. Maybe we're shrinking.
Oh, no, you're right. That wall is just rising.
Whoa, check out that huge glass window.
And look, there's Delphine on the other side.
Why is she wearing that top hat and that ornate red jacket and holding a cane?
Step right up, folks. Behold, with your own six eyes, my magnificent menagerie of earthlings. That's right, you heard it. Gawk at their gangly limbs. Watch as they slouch constantly, despite the fact that they're fully capable of sitting up straight. Witness their cleverness.
Delphine, you have to let us out of here.
No, I can't hear you.
That's clearly not true. We can hear you just fine, so you must be able to hear us.
See? Cleverness.
Whoa! Look at all those space people looking back at us.
They won't stop staring.
They're all just out there, oogling us. We should do some poses. How's this? Ooh, maybe we should put on a show for them. The history of the human race. I'll sing. First there were apes that roamed the earth. Hey, that kid tapping the glass ruined my song.
Hey, kid! Quit tapping on the glass. It really bothers us.
I'm not a kid. I'm 497 years old and 3/4.
Glorak, honey, it's time to go home.
Oh, come on, Mom. I want to stare at the humans just a little bit longer.
Glorak, Scorplax, I will not say it twice.
Fine.
Hey, I just want to say you guys are doing great. I mean, they're really loving you out here.
Delphine, you've got to let us out of here.
Yeah, we're getting tired.
And hungry.
Peter, you're always hungry.
Exactly.
Oh, my dears, why didn't you just say so? Can we get some human-sized beds and some human digestible food over here for the humans?
Whoa, you can do that?
Of course. Don't you understand? My little humans, you'll be taken care of here. Anything you could ever want. Just say the words and it's yours. All my life, I dreamed of having the best zoo in the universe, and now that dream has come true, thanks to you. And I didn't even have to find you. No. Found me. What are the chances? What are the odds? And now I'll do whatever it takes. Whatever I need to do to make sure that you can stay here forever.
Forever?
Yes, Peter. That's right. Forever. How long is a human's lifespan again? Is it 800-900 years? You know what? It doesn't even matter. I think you could be quite happy here.
Happy?
Well, I mean, look, you might be a little angry at first, but then you'll learn to love it over time. Over a long, long, luxuriated time.
No way.
Wait. I think, maybe, Delphine is right.
Gasp!
Aren't you tired of life on the ship? Constantly sailing around, never having a place to put down roots and call home? Look, perhaps it's time we stop being story pirates and settle down here. Forever.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey grown-ups, today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
It's time we stop being story pirates and settle down here.
Forever.
Oh, Megan, that makes me so happy. Girl, do you mean it, girl human?
Of course I do, Delphine. You know, I've secretly grown tired of sailing around in space and performing stories. Here, I can finally relax and luxuriate the way I was always meant to. And it's all thanks to you, Delphine. You and your brilliant, perfect collection of creatures here. Honestly, it would be an honor for all of us to stay here and...
Got it!
Well, hey, what just happened?
I've got the key from Delphine's belt.
I was simply distracting you with my monologue while Lee secretly snuck up behind you and stole the key.
So you didn't really mean any of the things that you just said?
Of course not. I love being a story pirate, and nothing will stop me from sailing through space with my friends and performing kids' stories.
Oh, you lied to me.
Actually, my dear Delphine, that is what we call acting. Acting is just lying with feeling.
Megan, that was really good.
Yes, I know. Now let's get out of here.
Wait, no. You can't go. I mean, please, don't leave me in here. But I don't understand. None of my creatures have ever chosen to leave. Why would you ever want to leave this place?
Have you ever been inside one of these rooms while everyone stared at you?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I've been on the outside and looked at there. It's in terms of what? In saying that, no, I guess actually I haven't. I haven't actually been on the inside. No.
It's not very fun. Watch.
Come one, come all. Gather round and behold the great Delphine.
Oh, goodness. Oh, wow. I'm not nervous. I'm feeling fine that all these creatures are staring at me through glass. All those eyes gawking at me. Ah, yuck. This is what I've been doing to people all the whole time. Oh, I don't like this one bit. Oh, goodness. Oh, my goodness, Earthlings. You're so right. Oh, I'm so sorry. What have I done? What have I been doing?
Oh. It's okay. We forgive you. We are very forgiving.
Oh, human forgiveness. What a thing. I understand now. Your desire to leave this place is driven by your mission to sail through space telling stories. You've inspired me to find a new mission for myself. I simply can't keep this up anymore. Initiate the Omega Protocol.
Whoa! Look! All the doors and windows in the zoo are opening!
Go on! Be free, my beautiful creatures! You're all free now, you hear me? Free, I say! Run! Fly! Crawl! Lurch!
You did the right thing, Delphine.
Well, I guess there's just one thing left to do.
What's that?
Could you let me out of here? Could you?
Oh, right. Sorry about that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Now it's your turn to go. You go and be free. And tell your stories far and wide.
Bye, Delphine!
Bye!
Phew, I sure am glad to be finally out of that zoo.
Yeah, I really didn't like having all those eyeballs on me.
Yeah, everyone paying their full, undivided attention to you, watching your every move.
You know, I didn't hate it.
Hey, before we all beam back onto the ship, should we do another story?
Yeah!
Listeners, do you have a favorite season? You know, lots of people like spring and summer and even fall, but the main character of this next story loves a different season. Here's the author to tell you more.
Hi, I'm Lila. I'm 9 years old. I live in California. This is my story. It's called Winter.
One day there was a girl named Frost. She loved winter. It was her favorite season. No one else liked it, so no one liked her. One day there was a girl named Frost. She loved winter. It was her favorite season. No one else liked it, so no one liked her. She was even bullied for it. She was even bullied for it.
All right, class, I have a new assignment for you. Write an opinion paper about your favorite season. Now, class, let's go around the room and everyone say what season you will write about. We'll start with you, Frost.
I'll write about my favorite season. Winter!
Winter!
Am I right, guys? From then on, everyone, even the nice kids, made fun of her. From then on, everyone, even the nice kids, made fun of her. And bullied her more than ever. And
parents and students to tonight's school open house. I'll begin by reading one of the opinion papers from our class.
Hey, Teach, don't read Frost's paper. It's about the worst season.
Then all of a sudden, Frost got a burst of confidence.
Okay, Frost, if you insist.
Skiing, snowboarding, sledding, snowball fights, etc. Reading it made people realize how awesome winter is. Skiing, snowboarding, sledding, snowball fights, etc. Reading it made people realize how awesome winter is and how much fun you can have during it. And how much fun you can have during it. One day there was a girl named Frost. She loved winter. It was her favorite season.
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hi.
Hi, is this Lila?
Yes.
Hi, Lila. It's Lee from Story Pirates.
Hi.
So, Lila, you wrote the story Winter.
Yeah.
And why did you choose for your story to be about winter?
I'm actually a really good skier. I love skiing, and you can only ski in the winter.
Oh, so how long have you been skiing for?
I think I started when I was 4.
And now you are 9?
Yeah.
So you've been doing it a while.
Yeah, but I only get like a fourth of the year to do it, so.
Yeah, so you don't get to practice like all year round.
Yeah.
For someone that has never skied before, how would you recommend it? What would you tell them to try to convince them to try it?
It's, like, really fun. And it feels really good to have the wind in your face when you're going down a hill really fast. But it kind of takes, like, 3 minutes to get your gear off almost.
Like your goggles and your skis and then your boots. It's, like, a lot to take on and off.
Yeah. You wear, they're, like, overalls, and then there's 6 pants connected to it. And then over the overalls, you put on a thick jacket. Then you can wear gloves. Oh, yeah, your boots. That is very hard to get on and off. And then there is a helmet, goggles. Oh, yeah, you have to wear these really thick socks.
And once you get it all on, is it worth it?
Yes, 100%. No, 1,000%.
Okay, so in your story, the main character, Frost, writes an opinion paper. Have you ever had an opinion that was unpopular?
So, yeah, technically, because I have a friend that's a snowboarder, and I'm a skier, and she, like, really does not like skiing at all, period. So, yeah, like, for her, skiing is, like, an unpopular opinion of mine.
How does that make you feel that she has a different opinion than you and really doesn't agree with you?
It's just an opinion, so both of them have, like, an equal right to be true.
An opinion's not a fact, right? Even though we both know skiing's better than snowboarding.
Well, that's not true to some people.
You're right. I was just testing you.
Once, I was in a skiing class, and there was this person we saw. It was, like, 30 degrees or something outside. And there was this dude snowboarding these jumps, and he didn't even have a shirt on.
No way. Really?
Yeah, I'm not joking. And my teacher went up to him, and he's like, aren't you cold? And he's like, nah, dude, I'm living a life.
That's so funny. You know what I call that? I say, it's not cool to be cold, man. You can use that if you want.
It really isn't, though.
It really isn't. Lila, this has been so fun to talk to you.
It's been fun to talk to you, too.
Thank you so much for letting us perform your story.
It's an honor.
The honor is all mine. All right. Bye, Lila.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode, and a big thanks to today's authors, Lila and Sophie. Before we go, here's today's Story Spark. Kids, write us a story about the discovery of a hidden city. Tell us who discovers it and why it was hidden. What is the city like and what do the creatures that live there do? Most of all, what happens now that the city isn't hidden anymore? Grown-ups, as always, you can submit stories at storypirates.com.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Executive producers Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Lee Overtree, Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, M.R. Daniel, Andrew Miller, Jonathan Roberts, Chad Chennai, and Martha Marion. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Our staff writer is Mike Cabalon, and contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, and Alexis Simpson. Special guest, Lake Bell. This episode features performances by PJ Adzema, Andrew Butler, Dewey Cadell, Maddie Fisher, Alex Golden, Gabby Hornig, Al King, Mahala Lawrence, April Laval, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Emily Olcott, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Sam Reef Passaroo, Joanna Simmons, Emily Verla, Jamie Watson, Rachel Winitsky, Nimini Ware, and Matt Zambrano. Winter was written by Alan Schmuckler and produced by Brendan O'Grady with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell. Dear Diary from My Family Are Tigers was written by Jack Mitchell and arranged and produced by Eric Gerson. Additional recording at Westlake Studios in Los Angeles, California. You know, this is a funny coincidence because of that story, My Family Are Tigers, but I actually speak tiger. I know. Yeah. I took a course in tiger in college. It's actually pretty easy to learn tiger if you already know house cat. So here's a short lesson on how to speak tiger. Here's how you say hello. And here's how you say, can you tell me where the bathroom is? Here's, is there any pie left? And here's, welcome to my home. Can I take your jacket? Here's, Peter, put that down! That's not your snack! And here's, thanks for being my friend. Oh, sorry. That was actually, please allow me more personal space. Here's, thanks for being my friend.